Thank you. Do sit down.
Hi, Lily.
A long, long time ago, on a hillside, far away, there were some shepherds watching over their sheep. In a place called, just outside a place called Bethlehem, south of Jerusalem in Israel. Nothing unusual about that, but then something amazing happened. An angel appeared to these shepherds. What's an angel? Angels are created beings like humans, like you and me, but they were created before us. And they're spirit beings. Sometimes they take on human form. What does an angel look like? Where's Colin? Colin, could you just stand up for us, please? Just come and join me here. Is this what an angel looks like? Thank you, Colin. If that's your idea of an angel, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Colin, to disappoint you and anybody else. We most of the time angels appear in the Bible, they actually look like human beings. Sometimes they appear as very awesome people with shining, kind of shining glory around them. But actually, the Bible very rarely mentions anything to do with wings. So angels are spirit beings, and they take on human form. And the word angel means messenger. That's what it means. So an angel brings a message from God. And at the time of Jesus' birth, because it was such an exciting time, there are angels appearing with important messages, because this is the most important time in human history. Jesus is being born. So God sends an angel to these shepherds. And what is the message that the angel brings? First thing the angel says is, don't be afraid. Because if you meet one of these really powerful angels, people are scared. That's often the first thing an angel says in the Bible is, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today is born for you in Bethlehem, in the town of David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. That's the message that the messenger, the angel, brings from God. Good news, great joy, all people. A Saviour has been born, Christ the Lord. What does a Saviour do? A Saviour saves people. A Saviour rescues people. Why is Jesus a Saviour? In what sense is he a Saviour? What has he come to rescue us from, to save us from? Well, when the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, as we heard in the story, the angel told Joseph what to call this baby that was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of Mary. He will call his name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus is a Greek version of the Hebrew name Joshua, which means God saves. Jesus has come to save his people from sins. What are sins? You know what a Savior is? What are sins? Because if we don't understand sins, we don't understand Savior, we don't understand the Christmas story. Sins are what we do wrong. We can't help doing things that are wrong. We know what the right thing is to do, but we don't always do it. We know what the wrong things are, but we sometimes do them. And that's true for all people everywhere. You've never met somebody, you've never locked eyes on somebody who hasn't done things wrong. There's nobody in this room who can stick their hand up and say, I've never done anything wrong. That's why it's so important that Jesus came, because we are all sinners. We've all done things that fall short of God's standards. Never mind, we've done things that fall short of our standards. And sin is serious, because sin separates us from the God who made us and the God who loves us. So when it talks about Jesus being a Saviour, he's come to save us from our sins. That's why this Christmas message is so important. We sang in that famous, most famous of all Christmas carols. Hark the herald angels sing. Peace on earth, mercy mild. What? God and sinners reconciled. That's the good news of Christmas. God and sinners, like you and me, reconciled. Reconciled means brought back together again. We're separated from God because of our sin. The fact that we don't love God, know God, enjoy God, the fact that we live our way and not God's way, that's what separates us from God. And the good news of Christmas is Jesus, the Saviour, has come to reconcile us, to bring us back to God. That was then, that's why it was good news for these shepherds and all the people then. But what about now? Well, the fact is, just like then, so then as now. Human nature hasn't changed. People did wrong things 2,000 years ago. People do wrong things now. That's why this message of Christmas is relevant for every single person on this planet and always has been. Because we're all in this together. So, sin is serious. And you'll never understand how good this good news is until you realise how bad the bad news is first. Sin is serious. It separates us from God. Not just for now, but forever. If you don't understand how bad that bad news is, you'll never understand how good the good news is that Jesus came to save us from our sins. This is why this matters. This is why this is so important. It's not just a nice story. It's true. It's God's truth. It's gospel truth for every single one of us. It's really important that we understand it. Good news for all people. Jesus has come to be our Saviour. So Jesus coming to be our Saviour is not just good news, it's the best news ever. That's how good it is. The best news ever. Jesus Christ has come to be our Saviour. And it's great joy. And if this news of Jesus come to save you and me from our sins doesn't instill in you a sense of great joy, then you haven't understood it. You haven't realised how good the good news is. Great joy. And notice it's for all people. That's why this message of Christmas is relevant for all people of all nations, of all backgrounds, of all ages, from the youngest one here to the oldest one of us, to every single person on this planet. Good news, great joy, all people. We're going to close our service by saying a prayer. And the prayer is actually the last verse of the famous hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, which we've not sung this morning. But just in case you're missing O Little Town, we're going to stand and say this prayer together. It's going to come up on the screen. And that's going to be our closing prayer. Thank you so much for joining us for our festival service. Refreshments are served afterwards. But let's stand and say this prayer together as our closing blessing. And make it a personal prayer for you. That this truth of Christmas would be your experience.